You have any idea at all how many sessions you've been on?
No, not at all.
I mean,
I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a book that I started keeping in 1964 of every session I played. I didn't put the artist down. Not sometimes I just put girl singer. And, you know,
yeah.
But just to keep up with getting paid, you know.
Right.
But after I moved, well, I kept it fairly good. But I've got every session, I guess, I've ever played, I could go back and count them.
Wow.
But I don't want to take time.
I'm not asking you to take your time, but I mean, just it's a magnitude of it.
But Memphis was an experience. We did, like I said, we did a lot of R&B. We did a lot of pop, like with Neil Diamond with Sweet Caroline and Holly Holy guy named Danny O'Keefe, Good Time Charlie, that was out when I moved here. It was playing. And Box Tops, there's a group called Box Tops. And they, whoever they are, Jerry Wexler sent a sitar, an electric sitar, down to Memphis. And anyway, I was just playing around on it. And we did this, the Box Tops. And I played the sitar on a song called Cry Like a Baby. And whoever they are, said that's the first pop record that electric sitar was on. After that, it was Joe South had a record called Games People Play that he played the sitar. And I played it on a B.J. Thomas record called Hooked on a Feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Had the sitar record. And stuff. And, but anyway, it was just, we did Son of a Preacher Man on Dusty Springfield. She came in for a week. That was a total hoot.
I bet, man. Some of them sessions.
And this was during 67 to 72.
Now, what year did you actually move to Nashville?
1972.
That's when you came here.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of friends here already, though.
I had, yeah.
Who would you say helps you the most when you made your move to Nashville? To establish?
Well, probably David Briggs, because I'd worked with Briggs and Norbert Putnam. They were with Rick Hall and Muscle Shoals.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the first wave of outside players to kind of infiltrate Nashville, because, you know, there was the A team with Grady Martin, and so they kind of broke through that clique.
Right.
And then I think we were sort of the second wave. But anyway, I knew David and Norbert, and they had the studio Quadrophonic.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, because we had packed up and moved to Atlanta. We moved the studio to Atlanta in 72, and that lasted maybe 3 months, and then it was hard to leave, but I just had to go on. I said, man, that's the hardest thing I'm going to do, but I've got to cut y'all loose. And,
yeah.
And because there wasn't anything, and we all eventually have evolved up here and, to Nashville. And, so I remember I was driving back and forth from Memphis to Atlanta, and I stopped by, and David Briggs, keyboard player.
Sure.
David said, how long are you going to be here? And I said, I don't know. He said, you want to work? And I said, yeah. And I've been here ever since. And Quadrophonic was kind of like American Studio was in Memphis. It's kind of a funky little place, and they cut great records. I think they did the Joan Baez, the night they drove old Dixie down and all that stuff. And anyway, some of the first things I did after I moved here was Dobie Gray, and I wasn't doing country stuff, but I was working all I could do. But there's a lot of music going on here other than country that I really didn't know existed here.
Do you have a favorite musical genre of all the music? You've played so many different genres. Is there one that you really would be yours if you just played music, or do you just enjoy playing them all?
I guess I like all. I'm more comfortable. I guess I'm more comfortable playing maybe ballads,
mm-hmm.
R&B ballads. It would be like I said, the first stuff we did over there was Dobie Gray, which was Drift Away, those kind of songs, and our country ballads. I love tones, instrument tones, and I really
you're one of the best at getting them. That's for darn sure. There's probably 100,000 guitar players right now that are trying to cop your licks night, making their living. You know,
wow.
I mean, all over the world. I mean, you've probably in the top 10, if not the top 5 most recorded guitar players ever.
I don't know. It's been quite a few.